Hi, everyone. I'm Big Al with Country Music News International and host of the Big Al and Sandy Radio Show. Today, we're going to talk with Lori King. Lori King has a band, and it's called Lori King and Junction 63. They are from Iowa. We're going to be talking about some of her latest music, plus a brand new song that has just been released. It's a gospel cut called Come Unto Me. So it's great to have Lori King with us today.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Al. I love your show on Friday mornings. It kind of starts my weekend off, kicks me into gear. And, of course, you know, we get to tease each other a little bit and in the chat. And, of course, you like to banter back and forth when I can't respond on the air. I know how you are.
Yeah, you're a land lover. I know how you are.
Yep, walked in that corn grow here. You betcha.
You know, I appreciate you sending me that MP3 of the corn growing. The only problem was I couldn't play it because there wasn't nothing on it. Evidently, you probably couldn't hear the corn grow that day.
I heard the corn grow. I can't help it that you didn't. I thought it was doing just fine.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to put my headphones on and try it. I was just checking to see if maybe you were just taking pictures of corn stalks and sending me a blank MP3. I'll check that out and we'll see what happens. All right.
Yeah, you might want to put your headphones on because there was a little bit of that. Of course, it might have just been the wind blowing or me rustling through there. It's hard to tell. Either way, it was worth it to send it to you. I didn't care.
Oh, it was. I just laughed when I got that. But I appreciate you taking the time to go out there and mud around in the corn crop. So Speaking of watching the corn grow, that song has done pretty well for you. Let's remind everybody where that song came from and who's on that recording with you.
Yeah, so that song was actually come from Barbara Wilkinson and Sonia Wood out of the Nashville area. I had never heard of these writers before, but it was pitched to me by Cheryl Blackman, who has sent me lots of songs. He also sent me the Between Me and Jolene song that we cut and put out last year. And then so it was, being from Iowa, I really just thought, man, I got to sing this song. And when I first got it, it really wasn't in my key and in my wheelhouse, but Darren Aldridge produced the record for us, the recording. So he put it in a key that was that I could sing it in and just arranged it just a little bit different. That's what producers do for you. They hear something and think that something's going to be good for you. So he fixed that up and he ended up singing the harmonies, him and Brooke on the watching the corn grow, and Joe and I are on the I play the bass and Joe on the guitar, so it was good. It's a great song and it's done well for us. You know, Mercy of a Train did too. It was the number one song on the Bluegrass Jamboree in, I believe, February this year. So all of this record has done really well for us. It's been on the Roots Music Report chart. And, of course, DJs like you have been playing the heck out of them, so that helps a whole lot.
Lori King and Junction 63. Hey, we better mention your website and all that other stuff, you know, the download stuff, the Facebook. So go ahead and do that, Lori.
Junction63.com. That's pretty easy to find us. And, of course, you can find me on all the social media platforms, Lori King and Junction 63, and I'm on Instagram and TikTok and whatever for Lori King Music. You can find videos of us on YouTube, and so you can definitely stream us wherever you listen to music. Amazon, Pandora, all the streaming platforms, you can find my music out there. So we're grateful for that. And of course, you can always download it from iTunes or visit my website. You can purchase a physical CD of some of the music that I've put out over time and download the tracks from, like I said, Spotify and all that, or wherever you download. I guess it'd be Apple Music and iTunes, but we'd love for you to help us and support our music by doing that. So of course, I love to put stuff up on Facebook, so if you haven't liked my Facebook or Instagram page, that's a good way to keep up with me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see on there off and on quite a bit when I get a chance to get on, and always see that you're out traveling somewhere. So everybody just check out those Facebook pages and check out junction63.com and see where Lori King's going to next. So this gospel cut, Come Unto Me. Now, is this the last of the singles that's going to be released on this EP, Lori?
No, we have one more, actually. We got another single that we'll probably release towards the end of the year. I went ahead and released the gospel, and I'll probably just finalize the whole EP when we release the last single. It's a song that was Front Porch String Band had recorded back in the 80s with Claire Lynch on it. Obviously, that's who her band was at the time. And I'm not exactly sure who wrote the song, but it's a cover that's been recorded before called Where Dear Friends Never Part. And I just love the message in that song, too, because obviously being from the Midwest and being in the music business, you build friendships and relationships with people along your journey. And so I just thought that was a great song. And Darren had suggested that I sing that one, and the harmonies are great on it. So, yeah, we've got one more to do after this gospel song. And I wanted to release the gospel song first. I just felt like it was time. I've never released a single gospel song. And Kevin Hale was also the writer of the song All Is Well With My Soul from our Walk in the Blues CD project that mm-hmm. we released on Turnberry a couple years ago. And so when he sent me this one, I knew I had to sing this one too. And he is such a great writer and typically writes gospel music. So, but Darren and Brooke are singing on this. And man, when their harmonies come in on this song, and I'm just so blown away by it. The first time I listened to it, I was just like sobbing. I was crying because it just, you know, just spoke to me so heavy, you know, that it's tears of joy, but you know, that I got to sing with them and to record this song was just incredible because it just is a wonderful song. And we were just coming out of COVID and you know, the song is Come Unto Me, you know, no matter how dark the night, that's one of the lines, you know, he just says, come unto me. And so that was really it's just such a powerful song. And with them singing on it, just, like I said, brought tears to my eyes and stood the hair up on my neck.
It is a beautiful song. Now, I do have a question. Is this song available yet for the public? Have you already released it out for downloads?
No. It won't be until November the 2nd. So this is just a DJ debut. It'll be available on all the streaming platforms on November the 2nd.
Okay. So, all right, everybody. We'll get ready November.
You're getting first-hand info, getting to hear it a month ahead of time or a few weeks anyway before it's even available. So we're hopeful that people will want to start streaming it when it gets there.
Well, I'm very humbled that you chose me to debut your song, and we hope that I always say this, you know, everybody needs to support all the radio shows wherever they are and request songs like this Come Unto Me, and that's what keeps bluegrass going on. It's the people out there. So everybody just support all the radio shows, and if you want to hear Come Unto Me, well, you know, either call your radio station, email somebody and tell them I want to hear Come Unto Me from Lori King in Junction 63. It's simple as that. I guess as we finish up here, Lori, is there anything else that we haven't covered here in the last few minutes? Would you like to tell the listeners and people out there anything?
Well, I'm just so grateful to you and to all the DJs of the Bluegrass Jamboree and all the DJs out there, for that matter, that have played our music. Obviously, if we're landing on a Roots Music Report, other people are playing our songs. And so that means so much to us and the fans that request our music and everybody that tunes in as much as they can. I try to get on as often as I can, but there's so many, you know, radio shows on the Jamboree and that it's just really hard with a hectic schedule. And I have, you know, I'm a wife, a mom, a grandma, you know, a mom. And so it's really just hard sometimes for me to get on as often as I'd like. And I miss a lot of the other DJ shows. Yours just seems to hit my time frame, I guess. Make the coffee and wherever I'm headed out, I can just turn it on. And, you know, and so I probably listen to yours, and I really do, you know, appreciate all the DJs. So I would like to say that. Honestly, I'm really blessed, and I try not to complain. It's hard because this is a really tough business. And everybody, like you said, has got good music they're putting out and sending to you. And you have lots of choices. So thank you so much for choosing to play my music as often as you can. I really am grateful to you and to everyone else.
Well, by golly, honestly, you are very welcome. And we're just glad to have you on with us today. So check out Lori King and Junction 63 on Facebook. Google her up, junction63.com. Get ready, November the 2nd, to pick yourself up a downloaded copy of Come Unto Me, and you can already catch a lot of her singles out there on the download platforms. And Lori, you and Joe, have yourselves a great day, and be safe out there on the road. I know you're going to do some traveling.